Dvarim chapter 9:9 says, "Eira dvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael be'eivar yarden b'midbar b'arava molsuf ben paran ben tofu ulavan v'chatzeros v'dizahav." So these are all, Rashi says they're all references. I mean, it's a machlokas, we had to understand all these different places. Rashi says they're reference, couched reference to places where the Jewish people committed sins, and it's reminding them in a subtle fashion, of their deficiencies, what they need to correct, etc. Achadas hayom echorev, derech har seir, ad kadesh barnea, right? 11 days from Har Sinai. It's what you call Derech Har Seir till Kadesh Barnea. Vahi b'arbaim shana, the 40th year, b'ashtei asar chodesh, that's what you call it be'echad chodesh, that's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, diber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziva Hashem oso aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people according to everything that Hashem commanded him with regard to those same Jewish people. It's what he calls the 40th year now. The 40th year, and it's what he called, and it's the 11th month, and it's Rosh Chodesh. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, right, 36 days later, on Zion Sivan. Zion Adar. Achayako, so it's Sichon Melech Emori, after he struck down the Sichon, right, in Og. On the other side of the Jordan, Be'evar Yarden, Be'eretz Moav, Hoyil Moshe, Pasuk Hey, Be'evar Yarden, on the other side of the Jordan, Be'eretz Moav, in the land of Moav, Hoyil Moshe, Be'er Es HaTorah Azos Le'mor. Hoyil. What does that mean, Hoyil? So the truth is, Hoyil can mean a few things. Hoyil can mean Ratzah. Hoyil can mean Hischil. To begin, Rashi says, and you can take a look down the daf here. Rashi says, "Ho'il hischil, kumo hineinu ha'alti." Hischil means begin. He began to be'er es haTorah, to interpret, explain the Torah hazos le'mor saying. Question: what does it mean? He began. He finished. In other words, all of Sefer Dvarim was said during this time period. From the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, until Zion Adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu left Klal Yisrael. So he began. He did. Bear is a Torah. Hoil bear. So and then Rashi continues. Bear is a Torah. But Shivim Lashon, Pir Shalem. Explained it to them in 70 languages. Pretty odd thing. Right? Explained to them in 70 languages. So the Gu'aryeh, you see there, what he called on the page there. It's the first citation is a pasuk. The second citation are the two things we just said in Rashi, that ho'il means to be matchil, to begin, and be'er es haTorah means shivim lashon. So the Gu'aryeh says, b'shivim lashon, pir shalehem, din lo kein ma lashon be'er. What does be'er mean? Shemash ma'uso mevu'ar atcha kol mevinim. Be'er means something implies, that something is explained until everybody understands it. Right? Until everyone understands it. El Shapirish Lahem B'Shivim Lashon. 70 languages. That's what Be'er.
Yeah, I mean, they also put Lashon Kodesh, right?
Yeah. So the question is, why? What do you call, what's the Be'er B'Shivim Lashon? What does it do for them? Right? Unless we say, what would it even mean to them? Right? What would it even mean to them? We know that Yosef in Mitzrayim, he needed to know 70 languages, didn't know them, and Malach Gavriel came and taught him all 70 languages in one evening. And the idea, l'chor is, this is not Berlitz, right? This is if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, which is really the source of everything, so then you have the capacity to understand all the languages, right? all the languages. All the other languages, we'll see this, Fasemis, we're going to talk about all the other languages are more distant from the core of truth. Right? They're more distant from the core of truth. But if a person is linked to understanding the core of truth that in the world, about everything in the world, everything in the world, right, everything in the world, so then you can understand the languages which where do they come from, all the languages? They come from, basically, from convenience, as it were. Convenience. They evolve from convenience. Or the national identity, it finds it convenient to express it in this way, etc. But if you understand things at the core, you're able to reach out to all the tentacles that are much further away from the main body and be able to understand. But okay, echshia. But he told them in 70 languages. Well, we'll see their ability to understand it. Okay, fine. Nanich, let's say that I'm right. I don't know if I am, but let's say I'm right. That once you understand Lashon HaKodesh properly, then, you know, just like Gavriel explained to Yosef, this is how it goes. You know, this is how you spread out from here. So Klal Yisrael is at a monumental point right now. They're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And so they have the capacity to be able, as it were, to extrapolate, you know, from the Lashon HaKodesh to 70 languages. The question is, why bother? But okay. So then the Gu'aryeh continues. You see the Gu'aryeh continues? And he says, how do you know Be'er is, he says, he brings the Re'im, the Mizrahi, who says, Mefarish, Yalfinim B'gzer Shava, Be'er, Be'er, the Kosov of Be'farshas Kisavo, Be'er Heitev. There it's talking about writing the Torah on the stones, right, that they put up, and we'll talk about that, Linetter, when we get to Be'farshas Kisavo. So remember, this is Be'er Heitev, Be'er Heitev. Very clear, right, much explained. Greatly explained, thoroughly explained, heitev. So the Mizrahi says, heitev, if you're megalgel the letters, look at this, this is really cool. Hey is 5. Hey yud, right, is 15. Okay, 15 and 5 is 20. Hey yud tes is what he called is 24. 24. Right? So 24. And what do you call it? And 20?
What's the 20 from?
Hey is 5. Hey yud is 15. So 15 and 5 is 20. Hey yud tes, right, is 24 and 20. That's 45. No, I messed something up here. Oh, right. And what do you call it? And hey yud tes beis, right? The whole thing adds up to 70. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
That's a David type of thing.
Yeah, it's like the Fibonacci sequence.
Thank you.
You can look it up later.
Yeah. No, I used to buy pizza from him. Okay. 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 So now, so we know he began something, and as the Taz says, to see the next citation, this Taz asks the question, right? It wasn't just my question, right? I mean, Lord, whatever. He says, "V'tzaruch bir mayin haskala lakan halo gam siyum hayasham." What do you mean? Hey, if you say the Pasuk tells us the Avar Yarden, on the other side of the Jordan, the Eretz Moav, in the land of Moav, Ho'il. What does Ho'il mean? Says Rashi, Hitchil. He began. But Moshe be'eres haTorah azos le'mor. So he began to explain the Torah, right, in such a fashion, and he was mevayer the Torah in 70 languages. But he finished it then. Why tell me he began it then? He finished it. Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's clear, right? But you're looking at me funny.
Good.
No, really.
I want you to continue.
But you hear the question. How can you say that he began? And like, let's say you hire a guy to do a job. You hire a guy to fix your air conditioner, right? He works on it from morning till night. He finishes the job. So now, would you describe it? He began the job today. You didn't say he began the job today. He did the job. He didn't say he began it. Because he also finished it. If he didn't finish it, so fine, I understand. He didn't finish it. He didn't finish it. But he did finish it. So why say he began it? He did it. Nachon? That's the Taz's question. Taz gives different teretz. I have a different teretz in mine. Right? The idea is, obviously, something began now that didn't finish. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu said all of Sefer Dvarim during this time period, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat until Zayin Adar, he said the entire Sefer Dvarim, but whatever he started, he didn't finish. So now let's go to a Medrash. Medrash says as follows: Eilad Dvarim, Halacha. Adam Yisrael, Mahu Shiye Mutalo Lichtov Sefer Torah B'chol Lashon. This is a synopsis of the Medrash. I don't have the whole Medrash here, so it's not to confuse, what he called, confuse the issue. Right? Okay, the Medrash says, can you write a Sefer Torah in another language? So it's a discussion. Kach Shon Chachamim. Ein bein svarim l'tfilin u'mezuzos el shesvarim nechtavim b'chol lashon. Right? Gamliel says what he quoted can only be written in Yevanis, but okay. But the Chachamim say that you can write a Sefer Torah in different languages. Only tfilin and mezuzos can have to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Re'ei Lashona Shel Torah. Look, gaze upon the Lashon, the language of the Torah. Ma Chaviva. How precious it is, how beloved it is. Shemirapa es halashon. It heals the tongue. The koach of Torah is that it can heal the tongue. Heal the tongue. Then the Medrash brings down sources from what he called from Mishle, etc. Then Rav Levi says, Manu lumo bimakamacha. Why do you have to bring these psukim in Mishle? In other words, I didn't write down the psukim in Mishle, once again, so not to confuse the issue. Right? Why do you need to bring down the psukim in Mishle, showing that the Torah, yeah, mar peloshon, right? The pasuk says, yeah, mar peloshon eitz chayim, that the Torah is a what do you call it, eitz chayim. What is the eitz chayim? Torah. Eitz chayim min lamachazikim ba. So the Torah has the capacity to heal the tongues. He says, why do I bring a pasuk from Mishle? Right here in the Chumash, we see that the Torah has the capacity to heal the tongue. Rav Levi Amar, Ma lanu lumu mimokam acher, nilmu mimakomo. Hare Moshe, look at Moshe. Achelo zochel Torah, before he was zochet the Torah, Ksiv bo, it's written by him, lo ish dvarim anochi. When Moshe Rabbeinu was having his whole, you know, discussion, or argument, as it were, you know, with Rabbeinu Shlomo, Moshe tells him to go to Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu says, how can I go to Paro? Lo ish dvarim anochi, I'm not a person of words. Came into Zachar the Torah, but in the interim, what has transpired from Parshas Shmos, right? From Parshas Shmos up until here, Parshas Dvarim, a lot of water has gone under the bridge. Moshe Rabbeinu has been makabel the Torah; he's given it to the Jewish people. So Rav Levi says, look at this. He says, "Hare Moshe Achelo Zachar the Torah Ksiv Volo Ish Dvarim Anochi." I'm not a person of words; I can't do this. Right? Came into Zachar the Torah Nisra Pelashono. Once he was zochet the Torah, once he's mekabel Torah, his tongue, as it were, was healed. V'hischil ledaber dvarim, and he could speak dvarim. He could speak words. Dvarim. Right? Daber dvarim minayin. How do we know that? Mimasha korinu by inyan. It says in our pasuk here. Eile dvarim asher diber Moshe. These are the dvarim that Moshe is medaber. Now that's a pretty bizarre thing if you think about it. Boker tov, benita. I mean, we just figured it out now, that Moshe Rabbeinu's been speaking. I mean, what he's been doing for 40 years in the desert. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it says the Tzfat Semes, on this Medrash. The Medrash, Mar Peloshon Eitz Chaim, Svarim Nechtovim B'chol Loshon. Right? Svarim, etc. Torah, Kimim Cholashim, and then Loish. Well, he mentions the Medrash, Mishazacha. There in the first line, the 3/4 of the way to the end of the line in the Sfas Emes from Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. Mishazacha la Torah, Eile Dvarim. Once he was zochet the Torah, now he speaks Dvarim. Ki haTorah Nosenes Chayim v'Chol HaNivroim. The Torah gives life to all creation. In other words, like we say, Histakel Baraisa Ubra Alma. Kodesh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, and with it he created the world. And as the Torah is the core, like we mentioned before about Lashon Kodesh, yeah? Torah is the core of existence. Ki b'araisa barakut shabrichu alma. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu used the Torah, it's the clay umnos, it's the words, the artisans, craftsmen, tools of Hashem to create the world through the Torah. The chius hakol me'atorah, and the life, the existence, the being of everything is from the Torah. There is no other existence other than that which emanates from the Torah. Ulachach matir es haloshon. That's why it has the ability, as it were, to untie the tongue tied, to be matir the loshon, to take it out of its fetters, its bonds. Yeah. Ulachach matir es haloshon shiloshonos haumos. The tongues, the languages, the modes and means of communication of the nations of the world are far away from Kedusha. They're far away from Kedusha. So therefore they are become more physical. They become more detached from the shoresh, from the source of all things, from the source of life. But the Torah, right? The Torah, which is the expression of Hashem's will in Lashon HaKodesh, which is the source of everything, it has the ability to do roto-rooter work, as it were, on all of those, yeah, conduits that have become overly physical, stuffed up with lint, etc., etc., etc. Cleanse it. Mikomakom, aidei shenislabshu b'Torah, v'oso loshon misrape aloshon miskarvos gamkin l'akedusha. How does the Torah do that? When you translate, when you take the what do you call it, the words of Torah, and you write them in the other lashonos, that in turn that's what cleanses those other lashonos. So, like for instance, our speaking in English right now is an act of cleansing vis-à-vis English. And so too with every language. Again, is it in Nikar? Is it recognizable to us? In some ways, yeah. In some ways, yeah. But not totally, but there's a big job to be done. Miskarvos gamkin la kedusha. Ulachach mutarim hasronios nechtam becholosho. Fine. So we know the Torah has the capacity to cleanse, yeah, languages. The Torah, right, had the ability to transform Moshe Rabbeinu into an Ish Dvarim. Mashakasa Moshe Rabbeinu lo Ish Dvarim. Halo Dibir Mashem Yisrach Gamaz. What do you mean? He's been speaking to Hashem for 40 years. What does it mean? He's until now he didn't speak Dvarim. So first of all, we have to know there is a difference. There is a difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu in the four books of the Torah, Breishis through Bamidbar, and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, in Sefer Dvarim. In the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the other four books, we say, Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. The Holy Spirit speaks from within his voice box. In other words, Hashem speaks, and it emanates, yeah, in the voice of Moshe, from Moshe. In other words, there's no lag time between Moshe Rabbeinu's receipt of the Nevuah and it's coming out to Bnei Israel. As opposed to, in Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Nevuah, and then afterwards he said it. Right? It's not Meshchina Medeveres Mitoch Gronim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's words, albeit it's what Hashem said to him, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu's words that he's saying afterwards. This is more similar to the other Nevi'im. Rak, right? So the Shlatz Emes asks, how can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu began to speak here? And in the Dvarim, how can the Medrash say that? Right? Until I didn't speak, what did he spoke? Rak lehipuch, ledaber lepaul, lehachnis maimer Hashem beloshen amuvim lepaul, zeh lo yakodem. It's a time in the Sinas HaTorah. In other words, the idea is that until now, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, lo ish Dvarim anochi. He said, I don't have the capacity, right? Even though Moshe Rabbeinu had experienced Nevuah from Hashem. But he said, I don't have the ability to be able to translate that lofty Nevuah and bring it down in so that it goes into the bones of Paro so that he hears the words of Hashem.
I thought because he had a speech impediment, he didn't want to hear it.
Oh my, I guess that's pretty cool. That's, you know, that's not the issue in Loish Dvarim. Right? Could be Oral Sfasayim, Kvarter, maybe. That's possible. But he says Loish Dvarim. Moshe says several things. He's Kvarter, he's Oral Sfasayim, right? So it could be he's not a polished speaker, Kvarter. Aral Sfasayim, right? Perhaps he doesn't know how to record. He doesn't innately know how to articulate certain things before. But he says, Lo Ish Dvarim. Like, you can't say it? He says, that's not what I can't say. Of course I can say it. I can't say it in a way that will go into him. After receiving the Torah, as it percolates inside of you, once you receive the Torah, percolates inside, it transforms you, it gives you the capacity, as it were, to take that same Torah and to bring it to other places, places which are very dark, places where people don't understand, places which where you ostensibly at first glance you wouldn't think there's no place for the Torah there, but you can bring it there. You can bring light to a person's mind, what he calls, where that mind has been dark before. You can bring light to a person's feelings where the place of his emotions has been, what he calls, has been dead. You can bring light, of the Torah to experiences of the world that all they look like is just darkness. Once you receive the Torah becomes part of you, so now you have the ability, as it were, to speak out. As you live right upon this earth, you can speak out words of Torah, right?
Moshe didn't believe it.
No, Moshe just said before, when he first got to what he called Paro, he said, I don't know how to do it. So now, after he's received the Torah, now he says, Eilat Varvish, and now Moshe Rabbeinu does do it. Recall again.
After Sinai?
After Sinai, after everything, yeah. Va'ata, now, look what he called, yeah? Look at the bold underline there in the Sfasemis. Ta'ata k'siv ho'il be'er ha'Torah. Perizdal b'shivim lashon. Shehichnis or Torah b'chol ha'lashonos. Now Moshe Rabbeinu has the capacity to be machnis, to bring the light of Torah into other languages. Again, once the Torah becomes part of the person, once the Torah becomes a part of the person, once the person has received the Torah, once he's made himself into a kli, into a vessel to receive the Torah, and he receives the Torah, then that person has the capacity to take that same Torah and to light up places, yeah? Light up the languages over here. Shivim Lashon.
See, this is what you think this
was
about. You think this was about the Moshe
Not just to be able to speak 70 languages, he's able to bring Kedusha to 70 languages. Speaking 70 languages is not an issue, right? And there are different ways to go about it. He could do it Berlitz also, right? But that's not, I'm not saying that that's the way he did it. But the idea is that he now can bring Kedusha into those languages. Be Kaddish those languages. V'zeh kol inyan Mishnah Torah. Now what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, right, he's chazering over the Torah with them. That's Mishnah Torah, that's Sefer Dvarim, going over the Torah, clarifying the Torah, deepening the Torah inside of them, so it becomes part of them. So he can turn them into Medabrim. He's turning them into Medabrim. He is the ultimate Medaber, right? He's the ultimate one who can speak out words of Torah and bring light to dark places, and he's injecting into the Jewish people now the capacity to be able to do the same thing.
What a wonderful capacity. Stimulate people to clarify and understand.
Okay. Keep on going. We know the beginning of Sefer Dvarim is Divrei Tochacha. What's Divrei Tochacha? Reproach. Tochacha. Reproach. Uperish Tochacha shenichnas hadavar betocha adam. What's a Tochacha? Why do you call it Tochacha? It's not just a nazifa. It's not an insult. A Tochacha is a proper Tochacha. is one that the words you say go toch, go into the person. They go into the person, they cleanse the person on the inside. So the very concept, so when we're talking about, we started off, Sefer Dvarim talks about Divrei Tochacha, and afterwards it says, Hoil Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah. These are not really two distinct topics. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu speaking out the Torah in 70 languages, cauterizing the 70 languages of the world, as it were, with Divrei Torah, is very much related to the Divrei Tochacha that he says in the beginning. Because the both of them are using the koach of the Torah to transform darkness into light. Even the sins inside of the person, when the Tochacha goes inside and the person is, he absorbs the words that you're saying to him, so it's transforming, right, those places of darkness inside of the places of light, places of connection. Sometimes even greater connection than he might have had he ever sinned to begin with, if it's true from the Ava, etc. So there aren't two separate topics. Oh, by the way, he gave them Musar. Oh, by the way, he explained the Torah, right, in 70 languages. It's just two panim, two faces of what the koach of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over to the Jewish people now. Uchsiv el kol yisrael shehichnis behem divrei Torah bamidbar barava achamakomo shechatu sham. Even the places, you know, the experiences of what they did over there, right? As the divrei tochacha, it penetrates inside of them. A person learns from the experiences that he did in that place, in that place, at that place. He's able to use it to cauterize, right? To cleanse, to bring light. What did he learn from the mistakes that he made there? Divrei Torah coming even from the chatoim, from the sins. Because sometimes you understand something as a result of having your sinned, and then you're doing tshuva, but through the tochacha, you understand something in a way you didn't understand it before. So like as I'll say, Eid Adam Omed al Divrei Torah Shenich Shalba. You make a mistake in something, and then when you redress that mistake, you fix it, you have a different relationship with it. You understand it sometimes in a better way than you would have had you never made the mistake in the first place. Well, not that we can plan it, right? But, right? Hopefully, right? Continues, v'shamati, the next to last line here in the Sfasemis, v'shamati ma'adoni avi skeni mori v'rabi zal. He taught Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chidush HaRim says, a different aspect of the 70 languages. In other words, no, he's explaining what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu taught. So he said until now the idea that 70 languages is cauterizing these Lashonos. Right. So when he goes, we spoke about, on the one hand, he's cauterizing the Lashonos of the world. On the other hand, there's also being spoken about here, Divrei Tochacha, reproaches that are penetrating. We're going both macro and micro. We're going both out into the world and right, and going inside, we go inside the person himself, right? Okay, fine. The record, but says the Chidush HaRim, he gives a different explanation to the 70 Lashonos. Yeah, why? Moshe Rabbeinu Lashon Himshich or Torah Shiyuchul Izavik Ba'afshu Begolus Tachas Kol Uma. He went by introducing, it's not just over here to try and sanctify, to try and fix, to try and bring light to the Lashonos, to the languages of the, what do you call it, of the nations of the world. No, it's what he's doing is, he is bringing Divrei Torah to these languages. When the Jewish people go into the diaspora, they will be drowned by the languages / cultures that they're coming to, because those cultures and those languages have already had injected an akuda of Torah Yeah, inside of them. So even the Jews find themselves, all in far-flung places, all over the, what do you call, the face of the earth, they won't be swamped by it because they can always find, even if they're speakers of that language, even if they speak German and English, right, and French and what do you call it, in Hindustani or whatever it is, they'll be able to find the Torah and learn Torah there also. So what we've got a picture of the Devarim, right?
Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do you want to do that for you? We're
going to go into the diaspora.
Into a separate entity. We're supposed to keep our own identity. Why
honey,
we want to relate to?
We're not coming to relate to them.
Well,
you're going to live in. You speak English. Why do you speak English?
Because the only language I've ever taught.
Okay, and what do you call it? So now, if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't injected into Shivim Lashon, right, the ability to be able to relate to Torah through Shivim Lashon, you could say what he called it. Listen, the Torah is written in Lashon Kodesh, and that's it. There's no way to understand it any other way. So where would we all be today?
What's the purpose of learning the 70 languages to prepare what? So we can teach the other world.
No, Torah? I didn't.
I don't understand.
That's clear. Wait a second. We're not coming to assimilate, but the fact is that what he called is that the uvda. The fact is, the Jews went to France, spoke French, right? Jews went to Germany, spoke German.
So you prepare them to assimilate.
Not to assimilate.
Toward the Gaulis.
The ability to overcome the challenge of the Gaulis. If you couldn't put Divrei Torah into these other languages, the Jewish people would be finished. They're sold as slaves in the Roman slave markets. Yeah, they wind up being shipped off to all different places. Right? They eventually gain their freedom. They become merchants, but they're not speaking, right? They become professionals, etc. But they're not speaking Lashon HaKodesh. They know Lashon HaKodesh, but their culture, even their mode of thinking, is shaped to one degree or another by the languages of the country that become their hosts. Now, if you wouldn't be able to be Mekadesh, to bring light of Torah into those languages, there'd be nothing left of the Jewish people anymore. There'd be nothing left of the Jewish people. It's bad enough the way it is, right? We absorb so much of the culture. But imagine if Divrei Torah couldn't be spoken in these languages. We wouldn't be. It would be a death sentence. The minute we were sent to exile, would be an absolute death sentence. There'd be no Jewish people left anymore. So what have we got over here? We've got the ability of Torah, right, to percolate inside of us. That's tochacha, and to bring light to the darkness inside of us. We have the koch of Torah to be able, as it were, to diffuse into what he called into the far, far away arteries of other languages and cultures, so that what he called so that Divrei Torah can be spoken in those languages. Like I said, what we pick up from those cultures, not everything is positive, that's obvious, yeah. But at least we'll be able to, as we're to speak Divrei Torah, right? So it brings light to those areas of darkness in the distant future from this point on. Right? This point on.
So you say other languages, the Moshe taught them, still has the ability to understand the Kedusha of the Torah.
Right, to be able to
the Jewish
people. Right. That's the Sujerim. Right? As I mentioned before, the idea of Divrei Tochacha is that the Torah penetrates inside and brings light to the darkness inside. Lightness to the darkness inside, light to what he calls to the darkness of the dark tunnels of time that the Jewish people are going to go through. Says the Shemi Shmuel, the Medrash, right? Medrash Tanchuma. See it? It's next to the last citation in what do you call it. Medrash Tanchuma says, Yizbarach Shmo Shel Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yizbarach V'Yis'al Zichro. All praises of the Baruch Shem. Shekola Nisim Sha'asa Yisrael Bamidbar. All the miracles that Hashem did for the Jewish people in the Midbar, Kach Osid La'asos Lehem B'Tzion. So too He's going to do for them in Tzion, here in Eretz Yisrael. The Nisim that Hashem did for the Jewish people in the desert, those Nisim will be replicated in, what you call it, in Tzion, in Eretz Yisrael. When the Gula comes.
Okay.
I'm glad you accept that. But Midbar, right? Ksiv Eila Dvarim, in
here. Be the same exact miracles, or?
Even greater. Right, but the idea being that just as those miracles, that from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and through the experiences of the Midbar, the miracles showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Jewish people to live within this world, but yet to live on a different plane within this world. And so he shows that his relation. He shows that his.
Drugs can do it.
Yeah. Pardon me.
We read
the Shem Yishmuel. I'm just speaking out the idea. He's bringing the Medrash. The Medrash says the Nisim. The Nisim is what do those Nisim show? Let's just understand the idea. The Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and of the Midbar show that Hashem's plan for the Jewish people is to live, right? I reiterate, hopefully this time without interruption, right? I would call to live within this world, but on a different plane within this world. On a different plane within this world. On a different plane within this world.
Before or after the miracle?
The miracles are the simon. They show that that's what we call what Hashem wants for us. And as He wants us to live, and it's not that He wants to live. It's not that He wants us to live in a world of miracles, right? But He wants us to live on a different plane. Those miracles, as it were, are a simon. They show that we are living on a different plane, and He wants that to be revealed. They were living on a different plane. Okay?
747.
Hashem spare us. Okay. Now, so it continues the Shem Yishmuel. Yeah? He says, the quote, the Medrash Shekol, Anisim Sha'asli Yisrael, Bamidbar Kach Osid La'asos Lehem B'Tzion, Bamidbar Ksiv Eila Advarim, U'B'Tzion Ksiv Asim, right? What is this? The pasuk says, "Malachi ivrim baderech lo yodu." I will cause those who are blind to walk in a road, a derech, yeah, a path lo yodu that they have not known before. Venesivos lo yodu in narrow streets, narrow pathways that they are not familiar with. Adrichem. I will guide them. Asim machshach lifneihem l'or. I will turn the darkness before them into light. Makashim l'mishor, and the twisted paths into a straight plateau. Eila hadvarim asisim v'lo azavtim. These things I have done and I have not abandoned them. Eila dvarim, right? Asisim, I've done them. It's the pasuk in Yishayahu. Right? Pasuk in Yishayahu. It's very membeis. So says the Medrash, right? That just like it says Eila Hadvarim here, Eila Hadvarim here in the beginning of Dvarim, so too it says there about the future, Eila Hadvarim, right? Asisim v'lo azavtim. I have done them and I have not abandoned them. So Eila Dvarim tells me that what these Dvarim are going to come back again. Right, the miracles. So now, that's a funny thing, though. That's a funny thing. What are they proving? The Medrash is saying that the miracles that we've seen in Mitzrayim, Like it says, Pasuk says, "Ki meitzeis chamei time, erein and it flows." I will show you miracles in the future of the type that you saw, and maybe even greater and greater than that which you saw in Mitzrayim, and in, through your entire sojourn in the desert. Now, where did that learn from? Because it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, talking about, you know, lighting up the path for us, Eila Dvorim, right? Asisim v'lo azavtim. And it says over here in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Eila Dvorim asher dibur Moshe. What does that have to do with the miracles? The Medrash wants to prove that we will re-experience miracles in the Gula Sida, of the like of which we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And they make you look Zera Shava. Eila Dvarim, Eila Dvarim. It says Eila Dvarim about the future, right? But the future miracles. And it says Eila Dvarim over here in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. But we're not talking about miracles here in the same beginning of Sefer Dvarim.
We're talking about places where they
sinned. We're talking about what he called. We're talking about Moshe being explained in 70 languages. What does that have to do with the Ella? You see that from the Divrei Torah, right, that Moshe Rabbeinu instilled in us, in Dvarim, the Divrei Tochacha inside, the capacity as it were, so that those Divrei Torah, they become the kernel from which will blossom forth those miracles at the end of days. So there's no other way to understand it. So what he called the Medrash says, you're going to experience miracles, just like you saw in Mitzrayim. How do you know? Because it says Eila Dvarim, and it says Eila Dvarim.
What's the second Eila Dvarim?
Eila Dvarim is one in Yishayahu. It says Eila Dvarim. These are things that I did, right? Asisim v'lo azavtim. I did them once before. I will not abandon them. Okay. And then they bring what he called the day, and it says Eila Dvarim here in Dvarim. But it doesn't talk about miracles. Elamai, what does it mean? It means that the avenue for those miracles to blossom forth, the tzmichas keren Yeshua, the blossoming force of Hashem's powerful redemption, emanates from what? From the Divrei Torah that's been put inside of us. Eila Dvarim. Eila Dvarim. So, what does this mean? So I'm not going to belabor the point here. I don't want to wait court. I don't want to get too complex here. What does this mean? This is the answer to our question. Our question was initially. What does it mean? What do you mean? He started. He finished. He didn't finish. Because this says, what do you call it, the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Shmuel brings from the Avnei Nezer. He says that Mishnah Torah, see the last two lines there in the Shem Shmuel, second citation up from the bottom. He says, Shemishnah Torah, Basher Moshe, Mipi Atzmo Omra, Nira Shehi Emtsai, Ben Torah Shebechsav, Le Torah Shebaal Peh. The Mishnah Torah, Sefer Dvarim, is the intermediary, it's the beginning of the world of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And there were things that were obviously getting given down by Baal Peh, the Halachot Moshe Mi-Sinai, etc. Not even only Halachot Moshe Mi-Sinai, other dinim, etc., drashos, etc., etc., etc. But what do you call it? But now when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks,
is the Mishnayos, Gemaras.
Right, I understand. But I'm saying, the idea being that what do you call it? We said before, the first four books of the Torah, the Shechina is Medaber Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe. The Shechina is what do you call it? Speaking through his voice box. Sefer Dvarim, though, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's words. After the words of Hashem have cooked inside of him, he then speaks them out. And what did he do with those words of Torah? He transformed them into tochacha for us, to go inside of us, to cleanse us, to bring light to the dark, the dark areas inside of us, the world of sin. He brought light into, what he called, the other languages that the Jewish people will eventually have to confront when they went into Golus. That is the koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? The Korach of Torah Shebaal Peh becomes part of the person.
Oh, Moshe is giving over his own dresses?
He's received from Hashem, but he's giving it over, right? It's not just whoosh, like this, just not passing through him as an avenue. He is absorbing, cooking, and saying it over. And that Korach itself is giving to us.
To say it over, for
the Torah to become dynamically part of us, so we can in turn bring light to places of darkness. We in turn can take the tochacha. We in turn can go to the places. Yeah, right. The diaspora is going to bring us. Yeah, the future, and be able to transform. Right, rather than being drowned in those places, instead to be able to transform and to bring alive and alight the Torah in those places. So that's why it says Ho'il Moshe. Rashi says Ho'il, he began. But even he began, he finished. He didn't finish. Because since this is the Koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, it never stops. It's what's kept us alive. It'll be the germ seed from which will come eventually the great Nisim of what he called the Geula. It never stops. Never stops. Never stops. And I dare say, just one more nakuda. Say one more nakuda. Just turn the page. Just one note. Later on in our parsha, it says, "Va'omar lechem ba'esa hilei mor locha levadi se'es eschem." And I said to you at this time, right, after receiving the Torah, right, I said that I don't have the capacity to bear you, to carry you. Lo uchal vadi, I can't alone, seisichem, carry you. See that? It's a sefer drawn perak aleph, pasuk tes. So Rashi says, v'amar lechem be'esa hi le'mor, ma'u le'mor, amar Moshe, lo ma'atzvi ani omer lechem elam ipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo uchal vadi, extra shalohaya Moshe yachol adun es Yisrael. This is talking about when Moshe being appointed the other judges, right? To give to carry the load. The with the sefer dvarim perak aleph pasuk tes. Yeah, that one, right. So Rashi there, the Rashi says, Lo uchal vadi, efshe shloya Moshe yochel adunis Yisrael adam shotzim mitzrayim v'kolim esayam v'horid esaman v'higiz eslav lo yochel adunam. Moshe Rabbeinu says that I couldn't bear you. I couldn't judge you. So Rashi says, how could it be? Moshe Rabbeinu took them out of Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu split the sea for them. Moshe Rabbeinu brought them the man and the slav. He can't judge them. Like, who knows Torah better than Moshe Rabbeinu? Kachem alehem, Hashem elokechem hirba eschem, higdil vehirim eschem al dayanechem. Not as the onesh mikem v'nastu al dayanim. It says a funny thing. He says, Hashem raised you up. He brought you, right? And he made you, and he took the onesh, the sin, off of you, and he put it on your judges. Not though the onesh became an asrot ayonim. The kachom of Shlomo, ki mi yuchal lishpot et amcha kovid ezeh. And Shlomo Melch also said this. Who can judge your people? Efshe mi shekotzev v'yechem mikol adam. So you got Moshe, the greatest prophet, and Shlomo Melch, the wisest of all men, saying we can't possibly judge the Jewish people. What? Because he's afraid of the onesh. That's the problem. What's the problem? Umeki miuchal shvot elakachom shlomo ein dayani umazoke dayani shara umos. Right, the judges of the Jewish people are not like the judges of the record of the other nations. Shimdan v'hori gumake v'chone gumate as dino v'gozel ein bekach klum. If let's say a judge, right, a secular judge, he makes a mistake, right. He judges, he executes, he punishes with flogging, or when he could even just extracting money from one person to another person. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Right?
Shlomach says, if I make a mistake, right, then I am liable. I'm liable with my life. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Shlomo Melech and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the job? They'd rather somebody else bite the bullet. I mean, what does it mean? Does it mean that, what do you call it, that someone else, right, someone else could do a better job than they? So it means someone else is going to bite the bullet now. What are you talking about? I think the parish is, because by a regular judge out in the secular world, so the people are just, for all intents and purposes, they're just ants. Right? What are they? His job is to maintain order. So if along the way he makes a mistake, okay, but if it's necessary to maintain order, so you make a mistake here, make a mistake there, it's no big deal. But the job of a Jewish judge is what he called, is to, of course, to maintain the order, but at the end, right, the result has to be that the Divrei Torah have entered into the people who are the litigants. Or if, let's say if it's a capital case in the individual. They have to attach properly, they have to realign properly the Torah's view of the world to these two people, or to, in the capital case, right, or perhaps what he called to the one individual who's being judged for whatever sin that he may have done, etc. And when it comes to Divrei Torah, I can't force you to understand. I can't force you to accept. I can force you to comply, right? But I can't necessarily cause the Divrei Torah to penetrate inside of you, because that's also dependent upon your will. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm liable because my job is not just to maintain order with justice. My job is to instill inside of each person. And since some people, yeah, don't relate to this one, don't relate to that one, can't hear it from this one, can't hear it from that one, but they can hear it from the next one, etc. We need that the Divrei Torah reach the people via, right, via the conduits that will have the greatest success in the Divrei Torah penetrating them. So the entire, right, so the entire discussion here in Dvarim speaks about the penetration of Divrei Torah into the Jewish people. The Musar at the beginning, Tochacha, Toch, inside. The Beir as a Torah, Shivim Lashon, to carry us, what do you call it, to carry the Torah that we've now, that has now been injected inside of us to the far reaches, yeah, of both time and space upon this earth after the Jewish people go into the diaspora. And then the discussion even of Moshe Rabbeinu saying that I can't judge you alone. I need to appoint other judges. It's not because I don't have the capacity to judge you, but you need to be able to relate. You need to be able to hear, right?
That was their job.
So Besedus, that's why he institutes other people, right? Other people also, because between all of those different judges, people will be able, as it were, they will feel some sort of connection with them. They will feel as though they helped appoint them, because Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, he told them, he says, go pick people from you amongst yourselves, so that you'll be able to be mekabel, so the Torah will penetrate inside of you. That's the story of Dvarim.